That's one small step for man, one giant leap for
man. Martin Luther Vander.
Melody wouldn't smell my book. Can you believe it? My own wife would not smell my book. I took a whiff of that thing. I wanted to drop to my knees and say, Ten Our Father. She said, oh, I'm not going to smell your stinky book. That thing must be 50 years old. 40. I'm not going to smell that book. Oh, antiquity itself. Hi, folks. Martin Zender here. Do not call me a radical. Did I get into that? Oh, I talked about that yesterday. I'd rather be called a radish than a radical. I am serious. No, don't look at me like that. I'd rather be a radish than a radical. I like radishes. Do I got time to tell a radish story? Yeah, I know. You want to get into the law. I know. We got to get into the tithing thing. I promise. My goal is to teach you one thing every day. Yeah, I know I failed you miserably this week, but we did learn about the tithes. I visited this guy up in Canada, and he said, come and see my radishes. He was a Hollander. Come and see my radishes. That's German. I don't know, German, Hollander. I know, my kids make fun of me. Every imitation I do of people, it's either German or Japanese. Come and see my radishes. So I went to see his radishes. I said, where are they? You stupid fool, they grow under the ground. I didn't know that. Just a bunch of green stuff. Where's your radish? I'd like to see them. Show me the radishes. They're under the ground. I didn't know that. Radishes grow under the ground. I guess potatoes do too. That's amazing. Okay, you do not have to tithe. That's a great thing. You're free from tithing. God has done a new thing. You have to follow God. God is progressive. All right, he used to kill, you know, lambs and sheep to be right with God. You used to have to observe the feasts three times a year and do all this. You don't have to do that anymore. God has changed things. Now, I want to go to 2 Corinthians. We're actually getting into Scripture. How about that? So there. We're getting into the Scripture. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 5. Paul's entreating the people, saying that, let's go to verse 7. There's a bunch of stuff here. I want to go to verse 7. Paul said, let each give in his heart according to he has proposed, not sorrowfully nor of compulsion, for the gleeful giver is loved by God. What deliverance! You don't have to give sorrowfully as we used to do in the Catholic Church. I was so sad with my dimes. I worked hard for those dimes. Actually, I didn't. My parents just gave them to me. Here's your dimes. I didn't do anything for them. I put those in the envelope, and I gave it to the collection, and it was sorrowful, and I had to do it, and God was watching me, and if I didn't put those dimes in there, I was in trouble. Not that way anymore. Did you hear that in 2 Corinthians 9, 7? Not of compulsion, nor sorrowfully, for the gleeful giver is loved by God. Here's the paradox. The law says you have to do this, and your heart just, okay, I got to do it. If I got to do it, I got to do it. So you do it, and you're not real generous. On the other hand, now we're living in an administration of grace, and it's not compulsion. It's a difference between having to and wanting to. Yes, now we want to give. Isn't that strange? When you're not under compulsion, you want to. And I'm telling you this, it's a fact. If there's one string that's attached to God's favor of you, in other words, he likes you only because you do this. If there's anything whatsoever, you're going to resent that thing, and you're not going to be gleeful. You only really want to love God when you realize that he truly does love you unconditionally. And there's not one religion on earth that preaches unconditional grace. Oh, yeah, the Christian faith. No, it's not. There's one condition. You got to believe God. You got to believe what he did. You got to work up the faith, and you better hurry, because if you don't, you're going to die. That's a condition. Sorry. That's where I told you Protestants were going to get it. All right? The Catholic Church may have 25,000 conditions, but the Protestants have one, let's say. Oh, there's baptism, there's all this stuff. You got to have faith or else. You know, faith is a gift. And if you have it, you can thank God for it. It's a gift. It was given to you. Back to this money thing. Let me tell you something. Melody and I used to give 10%. This was back in the old days. But People ask me sometimes, well, what if you just use that as a rule of thumb? You know, you want to take some money off the top of your paycheck. Well, that's fine as long as you realize that you're not obeying the law of Moses. If it's a rule of thumb, go ahead and do it. Don't feel under compulsion, though. Don't feel like you have to. But anyway, back in those days, we were so without money that we would save and save, take this 10%. And if God didn't press it on our hearts to give it to somebody, we just let it accumulate. And I mean, one time we had a couple $1,000s. It was more money than we were worth. And we gave that away to somebody. It was a wonderful thing. We did it surreptitiously. We also did it on the sly, you see, so they wouldn't know it. That's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to do that. But God has honored that. I mean, really, it does come back to you. Cast your bread upon the waters. Scripture says it'll come back to you. God has blessed us in return in so many ways, and we're very thankful for that. What's a worthy cause today? Well, my cause is kind of worthy. Good. How? Saved by the music. Saved by the music. What are we going to talk about? I got to go back to Unit 3. Unit 3, page 44, In Jesus Comes, Our Holy Faith. You got to get into this. This is the Ten Commandments, especially the first commandment. Wow. What does this little girl in the green dress have to do to make sure she goes to heaven? Wait till you find out. It's tough, let me tell you. Tomorrow's the end of the week already. Well, we're going to lay it on you. I don't know if I get to Mel Gibson and his movie. Everybody wants to know what I think. All right, I'm going to tell you. In the meantime, believe in God no matter what the clergy say. I'm Martin Zender.